Good morning.
早安。
We're going to come. Today is Easter Sunday.
我们今天在复活节的主日聚集在这里。
We're going to worship.
我们一起来敬拜主。
We are going to worship Christ who has resurrected from the dead.
我们庆祝耶稣从死里复活。
Afterwards, we have baptism.
之后我们会有敬礼。
I like the songs this morning is very uplifting.
今天早上的敬拜诗歌是让人欢欣鼓舞。
But we are reminded that on the Easter Sunday, disciples, as we read, they are not filled with excitement.
但我们在经文里边看到，我们被提醒在主日复活的那天早晨，那些使徒们并不是欢欣鼓舞。
As we come and to the passage Luke chapter 24, let us pray again.
我们今天一起看路加福音二十四章，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your resurrection power.
亲爱天父，我们感谢你，感谢你复活的大能。
It is your resurrection that we have hope today.
因为你的复活，我们今天才有希望。
Give us that hope this morning.
今天早上赐我们这个信心和希望。
Open our eyes that we can see.
开我们的眼睛，所以我们可以看见。
We can understand.
我们可以明白。
And we can also believe.
我们也可以去相信。
In his name we pray.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
There must be a lot of regrets on Easter morning.
在那复活节的主日早晨，一定会有很多的后悔。
A lot of regrets, for the disciples before they know, that Jesus is risen from the dead.
对那些使徒，在他们知道耶稣复活之前，他们心里充满了悔恨。
If you read Luke chapter 24 in the beginning from verse 1 to verse 12, you will see a group of women coming from their home or going on their way to the tomb.
如果我们看的路加福音24章从1节到12节，我们看到一群妇女从家里边去向坟墓去。
Taking the spices they have prepared to want to anoint the body of Christ.
他们带上那些香料，准备去涂抹耶稣的身体。
Sometimes we have to wonder if they have regrets.
他们心里面可能充满了一些悔恨。
Maybe they ask themselves if only Jesus hadn't come into Jerusalem during this troubled time.
也许他们在自问说，也许当时在这个混乱的时候，耶稣如果不来耶路撒冷会怎样呢？
If only his disciples had prevented Jesus from coming.
也许那些使徒可以劝说耶稣不来耶路撒冷。
If only Peter with his sword had been able to fight off the Roman soldiers.
也许彼得当时可以用他的剑能够阻止罗马士兵的前来。
If only that, then Jesus won't have died.
可能是因为这一切假如都能够可以的话，耶稣就不会死了。
There must be a lot of doubts on Easter morning.
在那个复活节的早晨，他们心里一定充满了很多的困惑。
Before the disciples knew Jesus is risen from the dead.
在他们知道耶稣复活之前。
The hopes they had on Jesus.
他们在他们对耶稣身上所寄予的盼望。
The request they made to Jesus before they came to Jerusalem.
他们在来耶路撒冷之前向耶稣所许下的那些诉求。
All those hope, all those requests have come to nothing.
那些希望，那些诉求都已经真是一切都没有任何的希望。
The disciples must have been asking themselves, is Jesus really God?
他们那些使徒也许心里面在疑惑问自己，耶稣是真正的神吗？
Was I wrong?
我当时是不是错了？
I sacrificed to follow Jesus. Was it for nothing?
我牺牲了这么多去跟随耶稣，然后这一切都没有任何的果效吗？
We can tell there are a lot of regrets and doubts because disciples were hiding away.
我们可以看到，当时他们心里面有很多的后悔，有很多的疑虑，因为这些使徒可以远离，会躲起来。
You can tell that there were a lot of disappointments with God and with Jesus because on that very day, despite the claims that Jesus is risen from the dead, disciples were on their way leaving Jerusalem.
那天早上我们可以看到他们心里充满了后悔疑虑，很多的失望。当他们知道耶稣复活之前，他们当时都是要离开耶路撒冷。
Different disciples went their different way to their own hometown. They were not together.
不同的使徒，他们走向不同的路，有些可能回到自己的家乡，他们分开，不在一起。
They had all gone their separate ways.
他们各行己路。
The cross on Friday killed Jesus.
星期五的十字架把耶稣杀死了。
Smashed the hope of the disciples.
也粉碎了这些使徒们的心里面的希望。
The silence of Saturday.
星期六的那些寂静。
Reinforces the reality of Jesus' death.
也重新加强了那些就是耶稣已经死去的事实。
Reinforce the disappointment the disciple had with God.
也重新印证了他当时那些使徒们心里所经历的失望。
So on Sunday, they planned to go their separate way.
所以在星期天他们决定各行己路。
I don't know if you have any regrets, you have any doubts before.
我不知道你们心里有没有一些后悔和疑虑。
How about disappointment?
有没有一些失望？
Even disappointment with God.
也许是对神的失望。
Today we're going to look at Luke chapter 24, verse 13 to 35.
今天我们会看路加福音第二十四章十三节到三十五节。
It is about two unnamed disciples.
这里面讲到两个无名的使徒。
In their disappointment, they left Jerusalem and they left other disciples and going their separate way.To Emmaus.
当时他们心里充满了失望，所以他们离开了其他的使徒，他们向以马忤斯去。
Now English is pronounced Emmaus, but if you do read it from Greek, it's pronounced Emmaus, which is like Chinese pronunciation.
这个的发音在英文里边和这个中文的翻译有一点不一样。
So I'm going to say it as Emmaus. It's not that I do not know how to pronounce it, but that's the Greek way to pronounce it.
牧师知道怎么发音，但是英文的翻译、中文的翻译就翻成不一样的声音、不一样的意思发音。
So they went to Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem.
他们去了以马忤斯，这个地方大概离耶路撒冷25里，也大概是7英里的地方。
Before we continue with Luke chapter 24, verse 13. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the Chinese scripture here. From verse 10 to 12, let us read the context before verse 13.
让我们今天看一下这个前面在13节之前的这几节经文，从10节到12节。
Verse 10 to 12. Now it was Mary Magdalene.And Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who hold these things to the, who told these things to the apostles. But this word seems to them an idle tale. And they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloth by themselves.And they went home, marveling at what had happened.
第十节到十二节，那告诉使徒的就是马大拉的玛利亚和约亚拿，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们在一起的妇女，在一处的妇女。他们这些话，使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。彼得起来，跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里希奇所成的事。
So on Sunday morning, a group of women went to the tomb and they saw an empty tomb. And an angel appeared to them and tell them that Jesus is risen.
在星期天的早晨，一群妇女他们去坟墓，他们看到坟墓是空的，然后遇到天使告诉他，耶稣已经复活。
When they brought the news back, the disciples did not believe them.
当他们把这消息带回来的时候，这些使徒并不相信他。
And Peter also went there and saw the empty tomb, but he was marveling at what is happening.
彼得也去跑去看那个坟墓，看见是空的，回来也是很稀奇，发生了什么事。
And then we come to chapter 24, verse 13.
然后我们来看到了十三节。
And we realize that disciples are very disappointed. Even though they saw the empty tomb, even they heard the news that Jesus is risen.
在第三节我们看到这些使徒们心里充满了失望。也许他们虽然听到了带来的讯息说耶稣已经复活，但他们其实没有相信，而且心里面充满了失落。
Now I'm going to read Luke chapter 24, verse 13 to 35 again.But this time, I'm going to read it back and forth.
我们在读13节到35节，然后我们会反复的读。
In the beginning, you can see that there are two disciples going to Emmaus, and they are talking among themselves all the things that had happened.
我们看到开始的时候有两个人，两个使徒在往以马忤斯去，他们彼此的谈论所遇到的事。
Which is parallel to the end of the passage when it says they are coming back to Jerusalem from Emmaus and then telling the disciples what had happened on the road.
前面这个和后面的这有一些像是相对应的，后面讲到这两个使徒他们又回到耶路撒冷向使徒们讲述所遇见的事。
Verse 13 says that very day, this is this Sunday, the dayThat they got the news that Jesus is risen.
在十三节讲到，正当那日，也就是那一天，他们得到耶稣从死里复活的消息的那一天。
Two of them, two of the disciples, we don't know who they are. Two of the disciples were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
有两个使徒，我们不知道他们的名字，他们往一个叫以马忤斯的村子去行。那个地方大概离耶路撒冷有7英里的路程。
And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened.
他们彼此之间谈论所见过的这些事。
You know, these two disciples, they both were in Jerusalem. They both knew what happened in Jerusalem.
这两个使徒，他们都在耶路撒冷，他们知道在耶路撒冷所发生的一切事。
What is the point of telling the other person who already knew what had happened in Jerusalem?
那么他为什么跟另一个人讲在耶路撒冷所发生的事呢？他们彼此当时都经历过这些事。
What was your emotion when you are telling another person who was at the place that you were at and saw exactly the same thing that you saw and you just keep telling each other what had happened?
大家试想一下，他们心里在经历些什么，想什么呢？他们都经历过这些事，还彼此在谈论彼此所知道的这一切事。
That either you are very excited, like you just watch Michigan win the championship, and then you keep talking the same play over and over, and everybody knew it, and you just describe it to each other again, and that's excitement.
这是他们心里面充满了很多的激动，很多的兴奋，就像密歇根的那个足球队赢了冠军赛之后，大家都见过所发生的事，但是他们还一直在谈论。
It hadn't happened yet, but when it happened, you will know.
我们想象这个还没有发生，但是如果真的发生，一定会是这样的情况。
Is the disciples excited about what happened in Jerusalem?
是这些使徒们心里边非常的激动，关于那些在耶路撒冷发生的事非常兴奋和激动吗？
Or maybe they are disappointed.
也许他们心里充满了失望。
They were sad.
他们很伤心。
The scripture did say they are really sad.
在经文里面告诉我们，他们心里非常的非常的失落。
When people are sad, they will tell each other the things that they already know, but they just keep talking anyway.
他们心里边当非常失落、非常难过的时候，他们彼此诉说心里的感受。
And they were talking with each other about these things that had happened.
他们彼此在谈论所遇见的这些事。
This is in the contrast of verse 33 to 35.
我们看前面这个经文和33到35节所记录的形成鲜明的对比。
There they says they rose the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread.
他们就立时转身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见11个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说主果然复活，已经献给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和擘饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。
So what had happened is that they went their way to Emmaus, and then they met Jesus, and then Jesus talking to them and explaining to them what is going on. And when they arrived at Emmaus, and the day was, he says, the day was far spent, and it was too late to go anywhere else, they asked Jesus to stay in Emmaus.
当时发生的时候，这两个使徒，他们耶稣和他们在一起，给他们讲述了发生的一切事情，让他们心里明白。当时天色已经晚，他们约耶稣一起留下来留宿。
And then Jesus break the bread as they prepare to eat a meal, and they realize that's Jesus.
当耶稣开始擘饼和他们一起擘饼分享的时候，他们忽然认出那是耶稣。
And then this.Jesus disappeared in front of them, and all of a sudden they realized Jesus is risen.
然后那时候耶稣突然就失踪了，就突然的就离开，然后他们意识到耶稣已经复活。
So in verse 33 says they rose that same hour.
在33节就讲到他们听到这个消息的时候，他们看意识到这个的时候马上起身。
It was too late for Jesus to go anywhere. Just a few minutes ago, now they rose up and they went back to Jerusalem.
当时在几分钟之前，他们劝说耶稣和他们同住，因为天色已晚。但他们知道意识到耶稣已经复活，他们立时起身要回到耶路撒冷去。
And they found the 11 and disciples and tell them what had happened.
然后他们遇见11个使徒，然后跟他们讲所发生的事情。
What made them?Go when it is dark and go 7 miles or 9 miles all the way to Jerusalem.
当时那个情况天色已经晚了，但是让什么让他们心里面充满了能力，马上决定再回去走那七个英里的路程回到耶路撒冷去呢？
As we can see, it must be the excitement.
我们可以看到一定是他们心里面充满了兴奋，充满了激动。
They were sad when they left Jerusalem.
他们离开耶路撒冷的时候，他们在离开耶路撒冷的时候，心里充满了沮丧和伤心。
But excitement about Jesus, drive them to run back to Jerusalem.
但对耶稣的兴奋和那种激动，让他们有充满力量，又回到耶路撒冷去。
Sadness driven them away from the gathering of the saints.
伤心让他们离开耶路撒冷。
But the excitement about Jesus bring them back to the gathering of the saints.
但对耶稣的兴奋和激动又把他们带回到耶路撒冷。
And then we see at verse 15 to 17, and the scripture says,Jesus appeared to them, but they didn't recognize Jesus because their eyes were closed.
在15节到17节讲到耶稣向他们显现跟他们谈话，但是他们的眼睛是闭的，所以他们并没有意识到那是耶稣。
And then when you jump to the end, from verse 28 to 32, you saw that their eyes were open and they recognized Jesus, but Jesus immediately disappeared in front of them.
在28节到32节，他们的眼睛突然就是明亮，睁开看到，但是耶稣又不见了。
It's a big contrast.
这是一个很强的对比。
At verse 15, it says, while they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
在十五节谈到正谈论相论的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
But their eyes were kept from recognizing him.
只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
When he said to them, what is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?
耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？
And they stood still, looking sad.
然后他们就站住，脸上面带愁容。
That's the way, when on their way to Emmaus, Jesus appeared and Jesus asked a question and they just stopped because they were sad.
这就是在去以马忤的路上，然后呢，耶稣问他们发生什么事，他们就站住，脸上面带愁容。
And we can see that when they come back, they drew near to the village to which they were going. He asked as if he was going further, but they urged him strongly, saying that stay with us, for it is towards evening and the day is far spent. So he went in to stay with them.
在二十八节讲到将近他们所去的村子的时候，耶稣好像还要往前行。他们却强留他说时候晚了日头已经平息了请你同我们住下吧。
So he went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them and their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he vanished from their sight.
耶稣就进去和他们一起到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开，递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然，耶稣不见了。
They said to each other, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?"
他们彼此说，在路上，他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心里不是火热的吗？
So as you can see in the beginning, when they are on their road to Emmaus, Jesus appear and they cannot recognize him.
我们可以看到在一开始他们去以马忤的路上他们的眼睛是迷糊的然后耶稣出现的时候他们并没有认出耶稣。
But then later when they arrive at Emmaus, Jesus dined with them and then they recognize Jesus and Jesus vanished from their sight and then they said,Did not our heart burn within us while he talked to us on the road?
在以马忤的时候，当耶稣和他们进去坐席、擘饼的时候，他们的眼睛明亮，他们认出他来。他们彼此说：“当他跟我们讲经的时候，我们心里不是火热的吗？”
So the disciples going from sadness to excitement.
所以这个两个使徒他们经历了心里面的伤难过，一直到心里的火热。
And the next part will be disciples' explanation of what was going on in Jerusalem.
下面这一段就是这两个使徒怎么去解释他们经历的这些事。
When Jesus appeared to them on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus asked what happened.
当耶稣在一开始路上和他们见面的时候问发生什么事。
And they explained it to Jesus.
然后他们向耶稣解释。
We're not going to read the whole passage, but the first of part I want to read is verse 18. Then one of them named Cleopas. Now we know one of their name.
在十八节讲到两个人中有一个叫格留巴的人说
Answer him, are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not knowThe things that had happened there in these days.
他们说你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？
And then they proceed to tell Jesus what had happened in the past few days.
然后他们就去跟耶稣去讲在过去这几天发生的事。
Now this question is filled with irony.
这个问话里边充满了一些矛盾讽刺。
Are you the only visitors to Jerusalem who does not know?
说你是那个唯一一个在耶路撒冷在做客的人，不知道发生了什么事吗？
When we read this, we have to ask, what happened in the past 3 days?
这时候我们就会问说，在过去几天发生了什么事呢？
Do those disciples really understand what had happened in the past 3 days?
那些使徒真正的明白在过去几天所发生的事吗？
The cross on Friday?
星期五的十字架。
The silence of Saturday?
星期六的寂静。
And then the empty tomb on Sunday.
星期天的空坟墓。
They seem to know because they accuse Jesus of not knowing.
他们看上去好像知道这一切，因为他们指责耶稣不知道发生了什么。
But it was Jesus who pointed to them to tell them that they do not really know what had happened.
但真正的话是耶稣向他们指出，他们虽然表面上知道，他们心里并没有真正明白过去几天发生了什么。
On verse 27,
27节
And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, Jesus, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白。
Jesus, have you noticed something? Jesus always point to what?
所以这里边我们看不到一些什么，讲到什么呢？耶稣是指向什么呢？
He always point to the Bible.
他总是指向圣经。
Now we come to the middle part, which is the turning point.
然后我们看到中间这部分是个转折点。
We have been looking at the beginning and the end, and then we come to the middle part.
我们看了开始的这部分，也看了结束，现在我们看一下中间。
Middle part is when Jesus tell them,All foolish ones, the slow heart of to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
What is the turning point?
那么这个转折点是什么呢？
The turning point is the understanding of the suffering of the cross and the glory of Christ.
这个转折点就是明白在十字架上面的受难和进入他的荣耀。
For disciples, they can never, I won't say they can never, but they wasn't able to connect the suffering and the glory of Christ.
对于这些使徒，他们不能够联系受害和荣耀之间的关系。
When Jesus, before Jesus went to the cross, he told them multiple times that he is going to the Jerusalem and he will suffer death, and then he will rise again.
在去耶路撒冷之前，耶稣一再跟他们讲述，他要进耶路撒冷，要受苦，要死在十字架上面，然后要复活。
But they refused to put the suffering and the glory of Christ together.
但这些使徒们拒绝把受害和荣耀连在一起。
The suffering of the cross is too much to bear for them.
在十字架上面的苦难对他们来说是难以接受的。
They cannot think of any way out of that cross comes the glory of Christ.
他们无法想象在这十字架这个过程之后会有怎样，会怎样的荣耀。
The suffering of Christ is so disappointing to them, so much so that even if they hear the message for angel, they still cannot believe it.
这个基督在十字架上面受害的信息让他们心里充满了悲伤，充满了失望。即使天使告诉他们耶稣已经复活，他们也没有相信。
So on this road to Emmaus,
所以在去以马忤斯的路上，
There's a turning point.
有一个转折点。
And Jesus connected his suffering and the glory, his glory.
耶稣把他在十字架上面的受害和荣耀连在了一起。
The title of this sermon is The Cross of Christ, My Glory.
所以今天的讲到的题目是十字架是我的荣耀。
As we can see, I want to bring out a few points how Jesus turned those disciples around.
我这里面想讲到指出几点是耶稣怎样把这几个使徒从转折点带回来的。
First point.
第一点。
Jesus taught them the word of God.
耶稣向他们讲述神的话语。
You see verse 25.
我们看第25节。
And he said to them, O foolish one, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
And then on verse 27, from beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
27节，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲明白了。
And then in verse 32,
然后在32节
，Disciples said to each other, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the Scripture?"
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗
？So when Jesus talking to them, Jesus is opening the Scripture to them.
当耶稣和他们讨论、和他们讲话的时候，耶稣是向他们讲解圣经。
This is very strange.
这是很奇怪的事。
Jesus is standing right in front of them.
耶稣站在他们面前。
Why didn't he just say, "Look at me"?
为什么他不说看着我？
I will tell you a secret only you and I know, then you know it's me.
我就告诉我跟你讲一下，只有你们、你和我之间知道的一个秘密，然后你们心里就会确信无疑，我就是我。
Why did Jesus go through all that trouble to tell them what all the scripture says, to let them know, understand the scripture instead of the person standing in front of him?
那为什么耶稣不厌其烦地回到圣经里边，把关于众先知和摩西讲述他的话重新讲了一遍给他讲明白，而不是直接跟他们说你看我就好了。
Sometimes we wish that Jesus just show up and God just show up instead of reading Bibles. That would be more effective.
有的时候我们在想，耶稣可以直接向我们显现，而不是向我们通过圣经来说话，这样不是更有效果吗？
But Jesus said, if you want to understand my resurrection, you got to start from the Bible.
但是耶稣告诉我们，你要是真正的明白复活的事情，你必须要从圣经开始。
You got to believe what the Bible says.
你要相信圣经的话。
You got to know what the Bible is talking about.
你要知道圣经在讲的是什么。
Because if Jesus appeared to them and they realized Jesus is real, maybe 10 days later they were thinking,Was I dreaming? Maybe it's not true.
当时如果耶稣向他们显现，然后他们意识到耶稣是真的，但是十天之后，他们回头可能会自己扪心自问，说我们是不是在做梦？那是真的吗
？But if the Bible says so,
但是如果圣经这样说
，and they can always go back to the Word of God, then they will know it is true.
他们永远是回到圣经的话语里边，知道他们所经历的是真实的。
And this is not it.Also, is Holy Spirit.
不仅如此，这也是圣灵的工作。
Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to comfort us.
圣灵通过神的话语来向我们直接说话。
Holy Spirit uses the Scripture.
圣灵用圣经。
That's why it is important to understand the Scripture.
所以了解圣经、明白圣经是非常重要的。
That's why when Jesus met the disciples, the first thing he didn't say, let me tell you what happened. He just tell them what the word of God says.
所以当耶稣遇到这两个使徒的时候，他没有直接说我是谁，而是说通过圣经解释发生的事情。
That's the first thing Jesus did was to teach them the word of God.
所以这是耶稣做的第一件事， 向他们讲解圣经。
Second,
第二点，
Jesus showed them how suffering connects with his glory.
耶稣向他们指出受害和荣耀之间的关系。
Verse 26 says, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter his, into his glory?
26节这样说，基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
It's not, just how much you know, but also how much you believe.
这不仅仅是你知道多少，而是要看你相信多少。
You also need to understand the connection between Christ's suffering and His glory.
你又偷了。
你要明白在耶稣的受难和他的荣耀之间的关系。
When we see this, the connection between the suffering and the glory,
当我们看到受害和荣耀之间的关系，
then we will be able to continue.On the road of discipleship,
我们就可以在成为使徒的路上继续前行。
It was at that point when they realized the connection between the cross and the glory, the connection between the suffering and God's glory. That's when they are able to have the energy to move on.
在那个时刻，他们理解到十字架和荣耀之间的关系，理解到耶稣的受难。和他的荣耀之间的关系，所以他们充满了力量，可以回到耶路撒冷。
Third point,
第三点，
Jesus fellowship with them.
耶稣和他们一起进行交通。
Verse 30, when he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened.And they recognize him.
30节，到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。
It was in the context of communion that their eyes were opened.
这是在和在交通，在耶稣交通的之间，他们的眼睛开了。
It was in the context of fellowship.That their eyes were open.
在这个上下文是他们在进行交通，然后他们的眼睛被打开了。
When they open, their eyes were open to see the hope of resurrection.
当他们眼睛打开的时候，他们看到了复活的希望。
I think it is the same with us.
对我们来说是一样的。
We have to know the scripture.
我们要知道圣经。
We have to understand the suffering and Christ's glory.
我们要理解耶稣的受难和受难的意义。
We need to come together to fellowship together.
我们要一起聚集交通。
And it is during the fellowship, during the communion, and during the Bible reading.
在我们一起团契交通，一起理解学习圣经的过程中，
During the willingness to see how suffering is connected to Christ's glory, that our heart will be lifted.
在我们理解这个受难，十字架的受难和荣耀之间的关系之后，我们的心被充满了能力。
So this morning, when Easter Sunday morning,
在今天早上复活节的主日，
We celebrate Easter because Jesus is risen from the dead.
我们庆祝复活节，因为耶稣已经复活。
We may say, I don't see Jesus today.
我们可能心里说，我们今天没有看到耶稣。
I wish I can see Jesus now.
我是心里真的希望看到耶稣。
But the Bible says we must first come to the scripture.
但圣经告诉我们，我们首先要回到圣经。
We must first come to the fellowship of the church.
我们要回到圣经里边的彼此的团契敬拜。
It is interesting when they are able to recognize Jesus, that's when Jesus disappeared.
这是很有，我们要思考，当他们意识到耶稣在他们身边的时候，耶稣消失了。
As if Jesus is saying that my appearance is not the most important thing.
好像耶稣在告诉我们，我的真正的我的本人并不是最重要的事情。
It is the understanding of the scripture. It is the communion.
是理解圣经，然后彼此之间的交通。
Because coming, what is coming is, the time when Jesus will be, will ascend to the heaven and disciples will no longer see Jesus.
之后发生的就是耶稣要升天，那时候使徒就不再见耶稣。
That's how he wanted to have it.
这是他所计划的。
In John, it even says it's more advantageous to have Holy Spirit come and not have me around.
在约翰福音里边指出，说是真正的话，是他的离开，圣灵的到来对我们来说是更有益处。
Look at the verse in John. It says it's more advantageous for Holy Spirit to come and I depart.
在约翰福音的里面，经节讲到是当圣灵来了之后，然后我离开，这是对你们更有益处的。
So if you accept the Bible on its face value, it means that we have more advantage over those disciples who are in the beginning.
所以我们看圣经，从表面上来看，今天的我们要比当年的那些使徒们更有优势。
The Holy Spirit come and we read the Bible and we are convicted by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God and we believe in Christ who has risen from the dead.
当圣灵来了，圣灵指引我们明白圣经的话语，让我们心里面明白耶稣已经复活。
Jesus also said, for those who hasn't seen, but believe that I have risen from the dead, they are more blessed than those who have seen it.
耶稣也说，当那些没有见到我，但是心里相信的人，这些人是够受祝福的。
So, what does resurrection mean to us?
所以复活的意义对我们是什么呢？
The good news will keep us burning for Christ.
所以这个大好的消息让我们心里充满了火热。
This good news will keep us gathering as a church.
这个好的消息让我们作为一个教会能够继续的聚会。
This good news will keep us sharing the gospel to others.
这个好消息也让我们心里边有力量继续向别人分享福音。
So let us come and celebrate the resurrection of Christ.
让我们一起来，让我们来庆祝耶稣的复活。
But if you do have doubts, if you do have some disappointment,
如果你心里边还有疑惑，还有失望，
you are on the road to Emmaus in a sense.
那么在一种意义上，你是在去以马忤斯的路上。
Let the Holy Spirit guide you through the Word of God. The Word of God.
我们让圣灵来指引你，指引你回到神的话语里。
We don't have to see physical Jesus in front of us, but if we are able to go into the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit guide us, we will be able to see the glory of Christ.
我们不需要看到耶稣真正的那种具体的身体，我们要听从圣灵的指引，回到圣经里边，然后我们看到耶稣的荣耀。
And may God help us.
请神帮助我们。
And guide us.
带领我们。
Now we will have a baptism.
下面我们会有受浸。
We have two brothers. One is Guan Tao and one is Qian Qian. You may get ready.
我们有两位弟兄会受洗。
And then we also have membership transfer.
今天也会有转会礼。
I didn't know you, two of you coming. Are you ready for this? No? Next week? Okay. We don't have it ready with the gift either. What is baptism?
什么是浸礼呢?
Baptism is when we accept Christ as our personal Savior and we want to follow Him.
敬礼就是我们要向世人宣誓，我们接受耶稣做我们的救主。
And baptism is a symbol and a testimony to everyone that the person is willing to receive Christ.
敬礼呢是向世人宣布，是一个象征，就是说敬礼的人愿意接受主耶稣。
When they are baptized into the water, it symbolizes that they will die to their old self.
当他们在受浸过程，他们的身体在水下浸没的时候，象征了他们向过去宣告死亡。
They recognize that they are sinners, and we need Jesus Christ to cleanse our sin.
他们宣告我们承认我们自己是罪人，需要耶稣基督来洗净我们身上的罪。
And then when they come back up from the water,
当从水里边出来的时候。
It symbolizes they have a new life in Jesus Christ.
那象征着他们在耶稣基督里会 有一个新的生命。
And if you use this road to Emmaus, it's like going into the Emmaus and they realize Jesus is their Christ and that Jesus is risen, they still have hope, they're coming back.
就像我们在圣经里面看到的，就去以马忤的路上，他们意识到耶稣是主，然后他们充满了希望，又回到耶路撒冷。
When they rise from the water, they have a new life.
当他们从水里出来的时候，他们有一个新的生命。
The moment of their salvation is not during this physical baptism.
他们真正的得救不是说在浸礼这瞬间发生的。
The moment of salvation is during when they during their prayer to God to accept Christ.
他们的得救是当他们向主耶稣进行祷告，去请耶稣救赎他们的时候。
They have prayed this prayer.
他们已经为这个，他们有这样的祷告。
Now they want to testify that in front of a group of people and in front of the church.
那么现在他们要向众人和向教会来证明自己的信仰。
So we're going to start our baptism now.
我们现在开始敬礼。
We ask Guan Tao to come up first. He will share his testimony.
我们请 Guan Tao 弟兄上来分享他的见证。